So the Black Business Council has ended its relationship with Business Unity South Africa. BBC President Danisa Baloyi saying the move comes after Black Business Council representatives were kicked out of a National Economic Development and Labour Council meeting by WISA delegates. And this, of course, marks the end of a 23-year partnership between white and black business representatives. So let's find out exactly what's going on, what it means. Let's chat to the Secretary General of the Black Business Council, George Sibu. George, thanks so much for your time today. I think let's just go to, firstly, the trigger for what people are calling a divorce between the two organizations. What triggered this?
Ziggy, thank you so much for inviting me and the BBC.
Mm.
I must say we were, in fact, also very shocked because we were invited into a discussion. Subsequent to that, there was communication that came from WISA. Obviously, the underlying issue was that there is a difference between what we stand for and what WISA stands for. And we serve various constituencies who've got different expectations and aspirations. So, and we felt it was typically an instruction. So, and we then took a decision also through our national council that we would not bow to this. We would like to still soldier on and make sure that we become a key player in the transformation of the economy of the country and the growth of the country. And that's the position was taken.
Okay. Different aspirations, different outlook. When did this divergence become noticeable to you?
As I say, it was initiated by BUSA. It was purely because I think there has been a number of situations where where we would differ on issues, and even though we differ on matters, it's only because we would like to put a certain point, and they would like to put a different point, and which is normal because our constituencies are different, the requirements are different, the status quo is different, so. It's just unfortunate that we had to reach at this stage.
Okay, what are the major differences? I mean, like I said, it's been a 23-year relationship, but there've been areas in the past where you've disagreed. But I remember at the time when it was SACOB trying to get together with NAFCOC, there's always been this tension between black and white business in South Africa. So I think for those of us who watch developments in this particular space, we'd like to understand how you've arrived here, and is there no way to fix it?
Look, let me also highlight that I think there was, when you are in a situation that somebody believes that we are your leader, you have just been given a space to participate. Mm. I think that's where the problem starts.
Okay.
Rather than, we end up being find ourselves being bullied into issues, and you at some point in time you reach a stage where you say, either I continue this way and accept the situation or the status quo, or enough is enough. We want it to be accepted as a force to be reckoned. I think we believe we are the most critical part of this economy. So I think until some people realize that we are a player and we are here to stay, I think that's the difference. And we feel just like Fedusa and BUSA itself sitting in NEDLAG, then we must have also a platform in NEDLAG as BBC.
Okay, and have you... So what is the process of applying for that? And can they accommodate to different business groupings?
We are going to still continue to be active in Metlag Bank position. We have also requested an engagement and interference of the Minister of Labour, the Deputy President. We're requesting his intervention. Mm. So if indeed they take and we believe, because Medlac is a great platform for social and economic dialogue, and now I would be surprised how can that happen without black business representation.
Okay. We'll leave it there, and good luck. Thanks, George. George Sewulela, Secretary General of the Black Business Council.